Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 198.
Oh my god.
Yes, we're very close to 200 now. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yeah.
And Jeff.
Wow. Oh, I hope you have a towel over there.
That's nice.
That's an entrance.
So I'm gonna leave now.
And Don is here as well, and evidently that is what has made Jeff so excited. I hope. It's another week of gaming.
Of nothing.
Yeah, it's been light. I mean, there was some new stuff this week. Child of Light came out. I played a little bit of that.
And Daylight came out.
And Daylight did come out, yes. That does not sound like a very good game from everything I've read. So I will probably play it just because I like horror games. But yeah, that game, I think it got a 3 at GameSpot.
I didn't see a review over a 5.
Yeah.
3 out of 10?
Yeah. It's a game that Jessica Chobot wrote.
Yeah, she wrote it.
Oh no.
And they said the right... Writing was bad too.
Yeah,
so.
The writing is bad. the game evidently, well, it's supposed to be like procedurally generated environment, so nothing is the same anytime you go into an area, like when you start a new game, and it sounds like that does not work quite as well as it should.
I saw somebody tweeting how they had to like inch their way through an area because every time they ran, they fell through the floor.
Right,
that sounds like real life.
Yeah, sounds like it's well put together. It's one of those games, kind of like Outlast, where you have to use like a device the entire time, and this you're using your phone to kind of light the way, evidently. So.
Oh, I remember seeing that game.
Yeah, so we'll see. I might play it at some point.
Good luck with that.
But I did play Child of Light.
I'm interested to hear about this.
It's the new Ubisoft game on the Ubi Art Engine, which powered Rayman Origins. It's pretty. It's a very pretty game. Do you guys know anything about it?
Yeah, I watched a review on it like an hour or two before the show. Like, I'm interested. Like, I want to try it. I wish there was a demo.
So it is a 2D... side scroller, hand painted art. That's an RPG, and all the combat is turn based. Have you guys played Chrono Trigger?
Yes.
So, enemies are on the screen. You can see them. You can maneuver around them if you want, or you can take them on. Taking them on brings you to a separate screen. Final Fantasy style or Chrono Trigger style, where you will go turn-based combat against them. There's kind of like an active time system where you're each progressing towards your next move, and you have this little firefly guy. You can stick him over an enemy and slow down his progression. It's not an infinite. You can't use that infinitely. He does run out of power, and then you have to kind of let him recharge. But you can use that to kind of strategically place attacks and stuff. The combat seems very simple. I mean, I've only played an hour and a half at this point, but I haven't had to do much other than just attack. There are special abilities, and I haven't had to use any of those. There's no real equipment system. It's just when you level up, you get a skill point, which you can then put somewhere on their skill tree.
The skill tree looks pretty extensive, though.
Yeah, it's pretty deep, and it's well, there's a lot on it, but there's only 3 paths.
It's a long path.
Yeah.
Not a very, gotcha.
Yeah, and it's like 3 separate paths, so, think, strength, defense, magic. Okay. It doesn't quite break down that way, but...
I assume you can go forward in any of the three paths
you can,
at any time.
Yeah.
It's just one at a time, right?
Yeah, each time you level up, you get one skill point. You can put it into whatever you want. So, you know, like any of these systems, you'll get to a point where it's, like, going one way might get you, you know, more magic points early on, or more health points early on, or more strength early on. So, depends on how you want to play it. I haven't found any of the battles to be particularly difficult at this point. That's about it. I mean, this story is, for a game that's so pretty, it's kind of like a very somber start to everything. You play as this Princess Aurora. The story starts out with her dying in her sleep, and it's kind of
sad.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, definitely for the king. But it's kind of
jovial. That was great. Oh, look, she died! Yay!
Well, there's this party. Her dad just gets remarried, and she goes to bed and dies. And it's kind of implied that maybe the new stepmom killed her, but it comes like a little bit later on in the game. And like you meet, you know, trolls and shit like that. There's some simple puzzles and where you're using the little firefly guy and lighting things up and pushing some blocks. So yeah, yay block puzzles.
No. No, negative. Absolutely not. Lost interest.
I mean, they're not like crazy block. And that was just early on. I don't know really how many more block puzzles there'll be, because now I can fly. Like, after about 40 minutes, you meet up with this old lady in the woods, and she gives you the power to fly. And you would no longer need to use blocks for anything, because you can fly everywhere.
Sweet.
So, hey, game seems cool. I'm enjoying it. Music is great. Artwork is beautiful.
Could you explain something to me?
Sure.
The battle system, because, like, that's what I'm most worried about, like, because that'll depend on whether, like, I'm into it or not. So, like, I saw it's, like, a bar where, like, it looks like your character scrolls across the bar and it says wait and then attack. Like, I don't get...
Well, it says cast. So each action you take is, I guess, kind of considered a spell, which doesn't make any sense. Cause,
like, any attack is considered...
Yeah. It's just, like, you choose what you want when it hits the cast line, and then when it hits the back line is when you actually perform the action. That's all. That's all that is. There is a time, though, like, because, as I said, you're on there, and the enemies are on there, and you're each progressing towards this line. If you get to that line before an enemy, and then they hit it, they'll begin their cast rotation. And if you hit them while they're in the middle of that, they get interrupted, and they'll jump back to halfway on the bar. So they'll actually lose a turn.
Okay.
And then if you have your little firefly guy over that person, that enemy, you can actually delay them longer and get your guys in front, and makes for a more interesting turn-based battle system than normal turn-based, but it's still a traditional turn-based battle system.
While you're in the wait portion of the bar, though, like, what can you do?
Nothing.
Like, okay. All right, I just wonder, like, I haven't played a ton of turn-based RPGs. So
there's, but you're not waiting that long. Like,
no,
very,
I mean, I'm just wondering, like, yeah, I just don't get it. I just haven't played, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there is you'll add party members. There seems to be 7 of them. I don't know how that actually works. I don't know how you rotate them in and out. But there's 7 of them listed in the achievements. I have 1 at this point. She's a jester. She's looking for her boyfriend. I don't know. It's cool, I guess. $15.
Oh, that's not too bad.
If you're looking for something new, Yeah, this is it.
Because there's nothing.
Play this, or I can't even give like an obscure strategy game that just came out.
Oh, it's really really light right now. Although May, the end of May, there's more stuff, right? Like Wolfenstein, yeah. Watch Dogs, Mario Kart. Yeah. Like we're shaping up, but it's not there yet. So, I mean, so
Tropico 5.
Yeah, Tropico 5.
Yeah.
When's that come out?
End of May.
Yeah.
Middle of May.
Middle of May. So a couple weeks. A couple weeks we'll have some stuff. So, Tony.
The game I forgot about last week because
yeah.
It was so exciting.
Yes. Tell us about... Okay, yeah, tell us about Titanfall.
We can talk about Titanfall in a little bit. We're going to talk about Lego the Hobbit because there's a new Lego game out called Lego the Hobbit. It's your basic Lego game. If you played Lego Lord of the Rings, it's very similar. So you have levels that then move you into an open world where you walk the open world to the next level. I guess they try to justify the game's existence by adding some new mechanics that kind of annoy me.
Okay.
So the last Lego Lord of the Rings game had crafting where you could like collect the mithril and build like mithril stuff.
Right.
Now they use the crafting a lot, only there's not just one thing to craft stuff from. There's a bunch. So as you travel to this stream, you'll have to build a bridge to get across the other side. In order to build the bridge, you'll need to find iron and wood and string and some other stuff and then put all those items together in this really unwieldy crafting interface that they have, and then use that to actually build the bridge. Yeah, doesn't sound interesting, does it? The one thing they've done to actually make it interesting is while the bridge is building, it will take you to this screen where all the Legos will drop from on high, and then at points while it's doing that, it'll stop. And then one of the Legos will start flashing, and there'll be this little wheel, and you need to pick the Lego that's flashing out of it. And if you're quick, every time that you do that while the thing is built, you'll get a huge bonus of studs at the end. So by like paying attention to what's building and knowing what comes next and that kind of thing, you'll be able to like get more studs, which is kind of cool. But also, like, slows the game down a bit. You're doing less, like, walking around whacking stuff and fighting enemies, spending more time
in
the crafting and
part.
Building. Right. It's like they just tossed in some other stuff, like, oh, it's a new Lego game. Let's add some new mechanics. And I mean, thanks. But there's also, like, in the first movie, there's the sequence where the dwarves are singing at Bag End while they're, like, tossing around Bilbo's dishes.
Right.
There's like a musical rhythm section in the game where you're like pressing buttons in time with the rhythm.
That's different.
Yeah. There's also mining. So the dwarves, some of the dwarves, not all the dwarves, but some of them have like pickaxes and you can like move them over to like mining spots and like do this little mining mini game. But when I say some of the dwarves, this brings me to my other big annoying thing about the game. So, Bilbo's party has like 13 dwarves, right?
I believe so, yes.
You have all of them. And it's damn annoying to find which dwarf does what and like switch to the right dwarf. And there's just too many characters. Too many. They're everywhere. They all do different things. They can like team up and do like cool team up attacks and like throw each other at stuff, which, I mean, that stuff is fun, but there's too many of them. There's like an achievement for doing like every combination of team up attack, which is insane. Once you start thinking about like 13 dwarves plus a hobbit, that's a lot of combos.
And Gandalf.
And Gandalf, yeah. So, I think they may have done a little too much. Kind of like the movies, they did a little too much with too many, too little.
Sounds like it.
They've stretched that boundary here as well. I'm only like through like the fifth mission or so, so maybe it gets better. I'm hoping. But I keep saying that during the movies too. So,
is there any sort of difference at all between the 360 and Xbox One version?
So I have both versions. The Xbox One versions were pretty, but other than that, they're the same.
Okay. I figured that was the only difference, but I thought I had to ask.
Yeah, there's no significant difference between the two.
That's a $60 game
on Xbox One. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like if you can, and if you're really interested in it, and you can, maybe get it on PC, because it's $30 there.
Right. Well, I mean, wait, because LEGO games always tend to drop in price, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
So. And there's so many of them out there, I guarantee you haven't finished, like, LEGO the Movie yet.
I haven't played that one yet.
So, if you need to scratch your LEGO itch, you only play that game, and then when you're done with that, then by the time you're done with that, the price for this one should be, you know, where you want it to be.
LEGO Marvel is still probably one of my favorites.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Like, LEGO Marvel, I did, in fact, pay $60 for, and it was worth every penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yes, that is a fantastic, that is by far the best LEGO game. The Hobbit is fine. It's okay.
Yeah, my kids want to play it, and I'm sure they will. They have, like, six LEGO games as it is, so.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jeff.
What?
Jeff died.
LEGO talk. What?
Tell us about Dead Rising 3, because you've gone back to it, you said.
Yeah, I've played a bunch more.
3 is the last one, right? Before the Xbox One exclusive?
That is the Xbox One exclusive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I played a bunch more of it. Like, I don't know, like, I was always a big champion of the series, right?
Mm-hmm.
Brian kind of started to, it wasn't just Brian, it's the game itself.
Like, don't listen to Brian.
No, he started to point out the flaws in it, and I was like, you're kind of right, because, like, dude, I'll be playing it, and it's like, it's something to play, but I'm kind of bored just playing it. Like the boss fights in it are atrocious. Like, they've always been, you know, since the beginning of the series.
Yeah, the boss fights have always sucked.
I've always kind of looked over it because I just like the kind of playground element of it. And one thing I will give Dead Rising 3 is, like, the weapons you can make, there are a shit ton of them, and they're all, like, pretty awesome. Like, there's this one you can make, it's called, like, the Pummel Blast, I think it's called. It's like you take, like, a sledgehammer and combine it with grenades, and, like, every time you hit a fucking zombie, like, it makes an explosion, like, you kill them in one hit. Like, that stuff is, like, they definitely, like, that's something that they introduced in Dead Rising 2 and continued here, and I think they made it even more fun. That's, like, one of the highlights. But, like, that said, yeah, it's, like, there's not much to Dead Rising. Like, it's, I don't know. I feel
it's an open world game where you go around and kill zombies and go from mission to mission.
Yeah.
Shit ton of zombies too.
There's a shit ton of stuff to, like, explore, like, if you're looking to find stuff too.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's not horrible. It's something to play on Xbox One, which I don't have much of right now. Like all I have on Xbox One is that Titanfall and Peggle 2.
Titanfall is plenty.
Titanfall is that. It's very fun.
Peggle 2 is very good too.
That's fun as well. But, you know, something meatier that's not just like Titanfall is just like multiplayer, you know. Right. Like something like you could sit there for hours.
Watch Dogs.
Coming up.
That's coming. That's what I'm waiting for. I don't know though. It's not like I would say it feels less clunky than the first two. Like the controls feel a little better even though they're kind of the same.
Yeah, I played the first one and some of the second one and never really liked the controls. I felt this actually handled pretty well.
Yeah, it feels okay, but it's just...
I will say that, like, about halfway through the game, I ended up just kind of using the same weapons over and over again. There was one where it was a... like a light machine gun mixed with like an AK-47 or something like that, or a grenade launcher. Like, so it was like, it was called the ZAR, and I just outfitted myself with multiples of that And then there was something that looked like a lightsaber of an eye outfit, just to, like, have a melee weapon. And I ran around with, like, six of the assault rifles with tons of ammo in them. And the lightsabers just chopping people down. And I never ended up changing weapons after that.
See, I'm addicted to that pommel blast. Like, I don't know if you found that one. You probably
yeah, did. I don't think I did.
Really? Because I found it. I found it in like one of the garages, like one of the, like the safe houses.
I might have. Maybe it just was something I didn't enjoy.
But dude, it's basically just like a big old like once you make it, it's a sledgehammer that explodes on impact every time that like.
It just sounds absurd.
Like you know some of those bigger, harder zombies that are not like the normal.
Yeah. Breed.
Like, those, even they would die after I hit them with it. I was like, damn, dude, I want this thing all day. To the point where, like, I've been carrying around grenades for, like, a couple hours now. Like, going, like, I can't believe it either, because, like, sledgehammers should be pretty common. I'm like, where the fuck is a sledgehammer? Like, I want to make a billion of these things, you know? Just like you.
Get one? Like, how many times do you get to use it?
That's the thing, that's the other thing that Brian brought up, which I kind of agree with. It's like, your weapons, like, you use them for, like, I don't know, 20 uses or something, and they start to fall apart.
They degrade fast, okay. But they degraded yeah. fast in the other two as well.
No, they always have, but it's yeah. kind
of
like,
that's,
dude.
That's just like a, that's a shitty trope of that series.
Yeah, it's like if you have a weapon, you're like, just let me keep it, man. Like,
right.
Come on.
The cool thing about it, though, is
it once forces you to look around, I think.
Well, and then once you get it, it's in your inventory, and I don't think you need the supplies for it. You can just go back to the safe house, go to the locker, and create a new one.
Shut up!
Yeah. Yeah, so that's how I ended up rolling around with, like, six of those ZARs and lightsabers. Like,
well, that's very useful information there.
Yeah, because you can just, you can, like...
Because I've been roaming the world for a sledgehammer.
Looking for that shit?
Yeah.
It's all... I mean, there's a bar, there's a blue bar at the bottom, and it's in, I think it's in eight segments, and a big weapon takes up two blocks, and so you can only make so many of them, and then you have to wait around, but within like 10 minutes, you're back to a full blue bar, so you just like make your weapons that you want, go make a sandwich, come back, and make some more weapons, and you're good to go for a good amount of time. So it took me, like, halfway through the game before somebody actually told me I could do that. So I was having trouble previous to that. Have you done any of the car crafting, or...?
No, I like... No, I've not. I just don't have an interest in it, because, like, that's another thing. The cars will blow up on you anyways.
They will, but you can get some that are pretty cool. Like there's a steamroller with a motorcycle combined together, and then you're just kind of like rolling over the zombies. Or there's like I think the first one you make is the one you make in the you need to make it in the garage. And it's like a station wagon with some like armor plating or whatever, and that one's kind of fun. There are some really goofy ones where, like there's a street sweeper mixed with a clown car that shoots fire. Like they're just it's completely goofy and
tip the dead rising.
Yeah, they're fun to drive though.
I have found this street sweeper as one of the last things I drove, which I thought was kind of funny, but. Speaking of, like, that whole part of the game, or just driving around, or navigating around, that's another thing I find kind of annoying about this one. It's like, you see where you have to go on the map, or, like, you're yep. trying to go down a street, and it's like, there's these artificial barriers that are there for absolutely no reason at all. Like, you're going down a road, and there's, like, a bus, and a thing, and all this other shit in the way, and it's like, it's just there to slow you down, because all you do is you drive around it. You know what I'm saying, Chris? It's like
yeah, there definitely looks like you can continue on. There are some paths where you can't, like you have to go around all the way, like where there's just like the bridge is collapsed here, and you need to yeah. go down the bridge and go to the right, but instead you have to kind of go down, cut through this neighborhood, and find another or an alternate route. But yeah, like the bus in the middle of the street or the camper there.
It's like
broken down cars.
Why did you put that there? And then the other thing is like good for them that they could put so many goddamn zombies on screen. But when you're driving like that, like they like fucking slow you down. Like when you're trying to drive and. I don't know, I just find it kind of annoying to get around.
There are a lot of zombies on the screen.
I mean, that's always been, like, I remember the first one that was like, oh, you know, next generation is here, you know, 360 is able to do 2,000 zombies or whatever on screen. And it's kind of like, they, like, just upped that, and it's to the point where it's like, there's almost too much, dude. At some points, we're, like, I'm just trying to get around.
Jeff's complaining about the zombie apocalypse.
I mean, I'm complaining about a series that I like, but it's just, I kind of want to see them, like, do more with it at some point. Like fix the boss battles, make them kind of fun, or, you know, like, I don't know.
What sucks about it...
Let's make a video game fun.
What sucks about it, though, is that the bosses are actually, like, the design of them is pretty cool. Like, they're... Like, the psychos are all completely insane.
Well, that's what like, I've always loved about the
well
series.
Well-designed, and it's just, like, fighting them is annoying.
Yeah, but, like, what I've always liked about the series is it kind of goes to, like, a lot of zombie stories or anything like this where it's, like, the people that are left over, they're the ones that would be really afraid of, you know?
Right.
And, like, they're people, like, they're just super demented. Like, I ran into this guy that had, like, a fucking flamethrower dildo, like...
Was he the one in the TV studio, the porn studio?
I don't know if it, like he was wearing like a weird leather outfit and shit, and he had like these people tied up in chairs, and he's
yes.
with this huge flamethrower that looks like a dick and balls. But I'm just like, what? It's kind of super over the top, but at the same time, like there would be like people out there that are just like total freaks. They're like, it's in the world, I can do whatever I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the best ones are the optional ones, the ones that you don't actually have to fight. Cause,
he was an optional one, yeah.
Yeah, there's one that she's in a buffet, and she's in one of those, like, she's like this morbidly obese lady, and she's in one of those, like, those little scooter things they have at Walmart, like, for the, the handicapped yeah. people, and she's, like, running you over as you're, because she thinks you're coming to take her food from her buffet. And then she her attack is like she'll run you over and then she'll vomit on you, which is kind of gross, but it's just like shit like that is what's like makes the game like stupid fun.
Yeah, okay, I mean that's my favorite part, but yeah, I don't know.
Play any co-op?
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
The only time I ever played co-op in Dead Rising was part 2 for the final boss. I like got a random to come in and beat the fucker for me.
Yeah, the final act of Dead Rising 3, I think you'll probably hate.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, they're always like really intense, like at the end. Yeah,
I didn't find it all that much fun. Like I found the game overall kind of fun, but that ending piece was just brutal.
I still think the best part about it is, like, what we just talked about, like, the psychos, and then just, like, the costumes and the weapons. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm walking around in a night suit right now. Fucking love it.
All right, Don.
Yes.
You betrayed all your fans.
I know. I've always been the, quote-unquote, PlayStation fanboy. For years now, everywhere. But I got an Xbox One for my birthday, by choice. So, and I love it.
Yeah.
The controller, I like the controller more than the Xbox 360 controller. Still not crazy about, you know, paying for a live gold membership to do all the crap I want to do. But you know, I've been weaned into that by PlayStation Plus.
You need to do that if you had a PS4 anyway.
And even if I... Right, exactly. The Kinect is neat. I've been playing Xbox Fitness. Xbox Fitness for the past couple nights. So,
did you try the cardio kickboxing?
No, not yet. I did the...
Coward.
The very first night I did it, I tried some 30-minute cardio thing, and cardio is my worst. So I felt like I was going to die 5 minutes in, and I stopped. So I digressed back. I took a couple days off, and yesterday I did one of the 10-minute boot camp, some fat-burning cardio thing. And then today I did the ab 10-minute workout. So it's pretty neat, though. Like, you're earning achievements on your game, and you're in turn getting achievements in real life because you're getting in shape. So it's neat.
Don is a goddamn marketing machine.
He is.
I thought of that yesterday.
I want to buy one of those now. Xbox ones now.
Man.
Sold me, Don.
I was like, man, that should be a slogan for the back of the box. But now, and it's, you know, whenever I remember first hearing about the whole speaking to your Xbox thing, I was like, I don't know, that sounds kind of goofy, but I use it all the time. I walk into the room, it's like, you know, word on. I don't want to say it now because it's actually on, and I don't want to wake it up. But
there are so many times we're talking, like, during the podcast, and my Xbox will just turn on. Because, you know, I just, whatever I said sounded so much like, you know, that phrase. I'm in the room with it, too.
Whenever
watching
I unboxed it. Whenever I unboxed, I was explaining everything to my wife, you know, just sitting there talking about it, and I can't count how many times I had to say, stop listening. But, I don't know, it's a lot of fun, though. I got Titanfall, which is amazing. But game material.
No, whoa.
It really is. I almost have 2 days worth of, like, in-match play now.
That's great. God. That's great. This is like a game of the year.
Destiny. Well, I don't think I'd play like that.
Destiny. But
I would see, multiplayer game of the year. I could see that. I could see it coming down to like that winning it. But
did you guys read Destiny's preview on Kotaku?
I did not.
No.
It was titled something like "Destiny sounds really boring," or it was worse than that. It was I played like 2 hours of Destiny and it was boring. That was the title of the preview.
No, that's terrible.
Like, it did exactly what the, for me, what the Polygon piece on Watch Dogs, like, a couple weeks ago did, which was, like, damper all my enthusiasm for the game.
Of course, this is also Kotaku, so.
Yeah. But it sounds like they've made a lot of, like, really weird decisions in their process of putting the game together. And they're just now showing it off to press for the first time. Because they haven't really, like, basically all I've seen before is, you know, the canned footage that they put together and a bunch of, like, promo stuff. The press haven't really had their hands on it yet. Which is funny because Titanfall was in the hands of the press, like, you know, last summer.
Yeah.
So it seems kind of late for that to be happening, and, I don't know. They seem kind of down on it, is all I'm saying. I have not played it.
I'm going to give Bungie the benefit of the doubt on this.
Yeah, what I read on I don't remember which article I read, but I was pretty in on it. It got me more excited. I was having to think about where I wanted to place it on my power rankings this month now. It's like, am I going to put it in one or two? Because it sounds like it could be a number one.
I put it up there just based on Bungie. Like, the funny thing is, I've seen no footage of the game. I've read nothing about it. Like,
how have you not seen any footage? It's everywhere.
Like, I remember this was something at E3, and I, like, was half-watching. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I don't know shit.
They're, like, commercials on the television set.
I don't watch television.
But Jeff does.
That Jeff does. Jeff has no excuse.
There's not commercials for that game yet.
They're not for that game. It's Sony commercials that are using footage from Destiny.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So you have seen footage of Destiny, you liar.
Well, like, it was like a dude with a gun running around. You know what I mean? It means nothing. Like.
Yeah. But
yeah.
What I read about it, though, sounded awesome.
Yeah, I really know so little about it. I'm just on faith. Like, and knowing it's like a kind of like open world, open world.
Leveling up and skills and shooting and guns and loot.
And just knowing it's Bungie, like,
Here's the thing, you keep saying it's Bungie, but Bungie's done nothing but Halo for how long now?
Yeah, but this is.
And now they're going to do something else, and a lot of their Halo folks have been stolen.
True.
By
yeah,
Microsoft. So you wonder, like, how much talent is left at Bungie, and how well can they adapt that to something completely different?
It sounds. They have to have some talent. It sounds pretty ambitious, like what they're. You know,
well, yeah, that's the other thing is they're trying to throw together an idea that's never been done before.
Let me put it this way: you're gonna buy it.
I'm gonna buy it. Oh, I'm totally gonna buy it. I'm buying Watch Dogs too. I mean, it's
need stuff to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think Watch Dogs is gonna be pretty awesome.
I'm still excited for Destiny. Regardless of what Kotaku said or
yeah.
Polygon or anybody.
It'd be pretty sweet.
I don't know. We'll see. Like, once I see it in action, once we'll get a chance to play it over the summer.
You know, that's right, because we're in the beta, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, how?
If you pre-order, you are in the beta.
What?
I forgot about that.
Should I have pre-ordered it already? Is it too late for me to be...
No, you can still pre-order it. In fact... You can pre-order it from somewhere like Amazon. They will send you the code, and then you could cancel your pre-order.
That is amazing.
Amazing. Well, when I go to pick up Watch Dogs, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, just pre-order it. They'll give you a code. Probably if you go to GameStop to pre-order it, it'll just be on your receipt, most likely.
Nice. That's nice.
All right, so back to Don telling us how awesome Titanfall is.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
it's sweet, right?
I love Titanfall a lot. And then, I more than anything, and Titanfall was actually the one that kind of tipped the scales because I was on the fence for a long time. I wanted both systems, but Titanfall was the one that really tipped the scale. But the major perk is being able to play with all my friends. It's awesome. I mean, I have
it's like no credit to anybody except yeah.
I have some friends on PS3. Don't get me wrong, but like one of my best friends back home, you know, he has an Xbox One. All you guys have Xbox Ones. I got a couple other people on Twitter that I like to talk to that they have Xbox Ones. So it's kind of a no-brainer after a certain point.
I don't think that's a terrible way to choose how to get your systems. Like I remember GameStop. Like people, like parents would ask me all the time, like, should I get an Xbox 360 or a PS3? And I'd be like, look, what do friends have? Cause that's
exactly
right. Because you could, like, if you can get them a PS3, it's a great system. But if all of his friends are playing Call of Duty or Battlefield on the Xbox 360, he's not going to have as much fun with it.
Yeah, like I could go into all the advantages of the hardware and this and this and that. Right. You know, but it comes down to a lot of games come out on both. Which one? Your friends, your kids' friends have, because that's what's going to make them more happy, ultimately.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm Forza 5.
Mm-hmm.
I love that game. Like, at first, I was kind of down on the it lacks the amount of cars. Like, there's some specific cars that are missing, in my opinion. And, but that's okay, because. And the little mini, super mini challenge where you had to buy like a Ford Fiesta or something. I made that rear wheel drive. It was awesome.
Yeah, Turn 10 does a really great job with the car handling.
Yes.
In that game.
And letting you like swap out like motors and drivetrains and shit like that. Like, I love that. I love that more than having more cars. I never thought I'd say that either. But,
although you were telling me Chris keeps running you off the road.
He did in one specific instance.
Oh, I'm an asshole.
Instance, you are, because I was
Rubbing's racing, bitch.
It was a beautiful line through this turn, and all of a sudden, bam! Korea 9 knocks me off the track.
Yeah, Fozzie's done that to me numerous times.
He has me too. So I was like, well, what a dick. Why would he do that?
Yeah, it's because they've kind of taken the... And I don't know how accurate this is, but it seems more accurate than like when you played past Forza games or past Gran Turismo games. They've kind of taken data from the way I, handle the car or the way Fozzie handles the car, and have approximated that into an AI driver, you know, on your system.
Right.
So.
Which works great because, like, in Gran Turismo, it's basically just racing yourself. You get ahead of the pack and it's all you at that point, which is fun for me. I love it. But in this, like, it gives it a little more of a spark of interest. So, but, and then just all the little things you can do with the cars, like, I love that. I love being able to, like, my RX-7, I can throw a fucking huge rotary engine in it or, you know, something like that. Swap a V8 into a Honda Civic. I mean, just stupid little things you can do with it. It's just great. So, but I don't know. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I am hoping to rent NBA Live 2K.
Oh, yes. Love that game.
Not live. I don't know why I said live. But NBA 2K.
That exists, though, right? Live?
The NBA Live exists.
Yeah.
Don't play it under any circumstances.
I'm not.
Why? No. Have you played it?
It's bad. It's very bad.
Wow.
It's bad upon bad.
Fuck EA.
Yeah. So, I really want to play that. I kind of want to get Kinect Adventures. I have Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, which is pretty fun.
Have your kids played it?
They have.
Yeah.
Like, I just got my second controller today, so they can play split screen together, like, well, Sunday, I think, because my oldest is grounded till Sunday.
Have you created gamer tags for them?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, because they automatically get gold with your account, so.
Yeah.
What, kids do?
Yeah, I had to look into
anybody.
That because, yeah, my wife, I was kind of mad. I was like, man, I don't want to have to pay for, like, two Xbox Gold accounts.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Wait, that used to be the way it was.
That used to be the way. Now it's just, you just need one account that has gold on the Xbox One, and then every other account on there has
access. Shut up. Since when? Since Xbox One?
Since Xbox One.
Yeah. That's going to suck whenever I get another Xbox One, because, well, depending on how me and my wife are going to play our multiplayer games together, but...
But that's way more fair than the way it was. I was like, dude, if, like, I just want a second, like, file to save shit on, you know. Oh,
right.
You need your own, you know.
Well, and, like, you can lock the shit out of your kids' stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They have all sorts of parent options. Like, it's really well thought out.
Nice.
It actually gets a little bit annoying because I was watching Torchwood, which isn't really, like, it's not, like, a very mature show. I mean, it's like a Doctor Who spinoff, but it's a more adult version of that. But still, like, sci-fi X-Files type shit. And my six-year-old walked in, and it recognized her and signed her in, paused the fucking show.
Wow.
Yeah, paused the show, said it was above her, authorization level for her.
Like, it scanned her face or whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, whenever my kids walk through the room, like, it's like, hello, Logan, or whatever. No, sign off. You don't need to be signed in right now.
Right. It's like at the, like, we're up sitting out there maybe playing a game or something, and my wife will come out, she'll sit on the couch, we'll sign her in, my son will come out, my daughters will come out, and then, like, by the time I'm playing the game, like, there's like five people signed in on the MSG.
Dude, that's like the fucking future. That's scary. Really scary.
I had come back from a business trip, and my wife was watching something on Netflix, and I walk into the room, and the Xbox sign me and it says, hi! It's like you welcome me back to my house.
No. Freaky,
dude. My one of my favorite things about it is, like, walking in, like, if it's off whenever I come home or whatever, which is rare, but if it's off whenever I come home, I'm taking my shoes off and I just tell it, you know, Xbox on. And it's like, signs in, and it's like, hi, Dawn. Like, yeah.
So you're enjoying your new toy.
I am a lot, and I can Skype and play Forza 5 like I am now, which is awesome.
Let me ask you this, Don.
What?
Are you?
I guess I
did
that before, but what?
Are you gonna get a PS4?
I am.
When?
You better fucking not, because there's no point.
Hi, Fozzie.
Hello.
I am actually gonna get a PlayStation 4.
And when are you gonna do that?
I don't know. There's nothing out right now that is screaming for me to play it.
I think at the end of the year I could be sucked in, buy Christmas presents for myself and nobody else.
But what's coming out at the end of the year that might suck you into buying it for yourself?
Honestly, The Witness.
The Witness. No.
The Jonathan Blow game.
Like, it's not a system seller, but it's like, I would like to play that.
It'll be like, I want to play it. I want a PS4. That's why
There will be games that I want to play as.
But, Gran Turismo will probably be the one that, man, that's years off, so I'm not concerned about buying one anytime soon, but.
That's what the only thing I want to ask you, Forza versus Gran Turismo.
That's a hard question, man. You know, I don't know.
As someone who's, like, you just tried Forza for the first time, right?
I did, and it's great.
That's one I think where, like, you need to play a lot more Forza.
Yeah, before. I've only got like 10 hours of it or something.
Because even like when I played Forza 2, like I was like, all right, this is cool, but like it still didn't replace Gran Turismo until like I played Forza 3 and then 4.
I don't know if it's gonna how quick the enjoyment of Forza, because racing games, I love racing games, but they wear off pretty quick for me, you know, because they don't offer the depth that Gran Turismo offers. So I don't know if this is going to keep me hooked. Now the car season pass or whatever it is like $50, and I'm like, I don't know, I'm on the fence on it. But part of me really wants it, but part of me is like, that's a lot of money for like 60 cars.
Yeah, you know, it's like what, 89 cents or 90 some cents a car? Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I bought a car pack, but I refused to buy the entire thing. Like, hey, this one has cars in it that I actually want, so I got that one.
See, there's none of the $5 packs that have, like, more than, I don't know, maybe one car that I'm interested in. I don't know.
I hope they do a release like what they did with Forza 4, where they had what they called the Porsche expansion pack. Which was.
Jesus, that
52-foot putt.
I was like, "Did you just hurt yourself?"
Right, like I thought he stabbed himself or something.
I was like, "Oh shit, he's gonna die on the show back tonight."
Back up, miss by 2 feet.
You missed.
It looked
like Mario Golf.
Oh man,
he's playing Tiger Woods. Like,
oh yeah, that's right. You got that game's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, so that's it. Fozzie, you are here now.
Hello.
Have you played anything this past week?
That is a good question. What have I been playing?
This being a video game podcast, playing video games would probably help.
Not really anything. I mean, I've only been playing Titanfall, so I mean, nothing too. So, yeah, I don't really have much to bring to the table.
Did you ever regen, Fozzie? You told us you were sticking around at level 50.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying at level 50, and that's the way I like it.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm at level 44 now in Gen 3. So close.
Third?
I need 28 more satchel kills, though.
You should be able to get them in the next...
I just figured out how to, like, kill people with it, so.
Want to share, because I just got my satchel charges.
Satchel charge is one of the easiest kills ever, like, it's so easy to kill people.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, the kill radius on that thing is insane. So you basically, you get it, like, close to the enemy, and I use it, like, if somebody I'm fighting, like, falls off a building, you, like, toss a satchel down behind them and they die.
Here's a good tip. Play a hard point, put the satchel charge on the hard point.
Yeah.
If you get someone contesting it, kill them. Or capture the flag. Either one works.
Also, if you can unlock the dead man's trigger, that's really useful.
I have that, and I just made with my smart pistol class, the satchel charge with the extended blast radius and the dead man's trigger. Haven't used it yet, but...
Dead man's trigger is nice if you're like hanging out with your back to the enemy, because you can like put one behind you and someone, you know, manages to get close enough to kill you and then they immediately die.
Right.
Like if you're sniping or something, that's a good idea.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you really want to, like, if I decided to sacrifice my KD ratio, in honor of, like, getting there quickly, I would just, like, find places where I could stand with my back to the enemy and get assassinated and have them die until I got it. It probably wouldn't take very long.
Yeah. You just trade kills.
Yeah. I wouldn't enjoy that. That wouldn't be very much fun.
So how many plasma or rail?
I have 12 more to go.
How many total? Is it 50?
It's 50. Right, yeah, so once you unlock the one that lets you
charge
fire without charging, it gets a lot easier.
So I have 47.
It basically becomes a version of the cannon.
The 40mm.
Yeah. With no splash damage, though, so you're still not going to be any better at killing, like, other stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's just I'm having trouble with killing goddamn Titans because it takes so long to charge up. Like, when it hits, it does a good amount of damage.
Oh, yeah.
But...
like, if you hit them with, like, a fully charged shot, like, their shields are instantly gone.
Yeah, and you take off, like, a quarter of their health as it stands, and then... But then, like, if you're playing on a good team... your other Titans are coming in and destroying them before you can recharge that.
Right.
Like, oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's getting those first 10 that's the hard part, and then you can unlock the one that lets you fire without charging, and then it's pretty smooth sailing. It still bothers. I've gotten so many melee kills with my Titan because it's so hard to hit them with the damn railgun.
Yeah, like, because
like
you have
individual people.
You have to nail them.
Yes, you have to hit them directly. There's no splash damage. So, it's cool when you hit them, though. Like, I have some videos of me, like, hitting people because they, like, you know, it's flying to a million pieces and it looks really great. But it's still hard. It's so much fun. I look forward to regenning again and doing it all over again.
So, is that it, Fozzie? Just Titanfall?
Yep,
much?
That's it.
Let's do some news.
News! Okay, I got Sony news.
Okay.
Today they added, to their fiscal year forecast an additional $200 million in expected losses, taking their losses for the current fiscal year to about $1.2 billion.
Nice.
They forecasted for this fiscal year, by the way, a profit, which would be obtained by actually selling their headquarters in Japan. That has not come to pass. They did sell their headquarters in Japan, but they're not anywhere close to a profit.
They sold their, how do you sell your headquarters?
Well, it was basically they were selling off, every asset that they could possibly sell off, in order to, like, make ends meet. So it was cheaper for them to rent space for their employees to work at than it was to actually own that space. I guess in the short term, in the long term, if you start thinking about that, that's probably not a very good idea. But
is Sony in financial trouble? That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, they've already been downgraded on most of the markets in terms of bond status. They're showing what this is, their third consecutive year of massive losses. The company has made a bunch of changes, like they're getting rid of their PC business. Like, and that's this extra $200 billion in losses is actually related to contractual losses due to eliminating their PC business. So they actually lost more money than expected from eliminating that.
And the bad thing is, I feel really bad now. Like, I feel like if I had bought a PlayStation 4, I may have saved their financial trouble.
No, because
okay.
Their gaming, actually their gaming branch is the healthiest part of the company.
Oh,
so
good.
I imagine no matter what happens, PlayStation will somehow survive. Whether that gets spun off into a new company that's independent or gets sold to someone else that when they break up Sony or whatever, it will survive.
I like my Vita. I still really like my PlayStation Vita.
You see, and the Vita is the part of the gaming division that's toxic.
I know, which is terrible because it's my favorite part right now. Since obviously I've abandoned their leap into the next generation, then, I hold tight to the Vita.
Yeah.
still some great games coming out on that, like every couple weeks, little indie games and stuff. They're fun.
Vita games are fun. No yes. one ever.
Don just said it. Don just said it.
I like my Vita. Yes. It's just,
yeah.
It's,
Loop Brazers is fantastic. There's that little skating game, Ollie okay. Ollie. That game was amazing.
Fun exclusive Vita games. No one ever.
Yes. Oh, wait. No, Loop Brazers, that was on PC.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That was.
Ollie Ollie was a Vita exclusive until, like, they decided to go everywhere else.
Gotcha. So
they wanted to actually sell copies of it?
Probably. But that's the thing. Like, even those games, like, are better on the Vita, in my opinion, because you can take them anywhere. Like, playing Loop Brazers, like, in the bathroom, great experience. Wonderful. Playing it at home on my PC, not as much. What do I know? Not much.
I mean, I think it's a nice piece of hardware. It's just software support for it outside of like those indie, like little indie titles, kind of sucks. Like,
yeah, hardware's great.
It needs a major title. And at this point, I'm not sure it's even saveable.
I don't think there's one in the works either. Really.
No.
Speaking of software, the other reason for their additional $200 million loss was purchasing physical copies for their games overseas, and then the physical market becoming smaller.
Yeah, they're not making as much off of Blu-ray licensing either.
Sorry, my kid's crying. Hold on.
Nice. Shit, the world is doomed.
That's all we need is a little heavy.
That'd be great.
No
generation of that awesomeness.
I don't think the world can handle another generation of that.
I don't think I can handle another generation.
So Sony is everything's good. It's all good.
I just
nothing to see.
I don't understand. They're in a completely different place from Microsoft and Nintendo both. Nintendo's a much healthier company.
Do you do Nintendo news?
Do I have any Nintendo news?
Yeah.
They announced their E3 plan.
Yeah, I kind of saw that.
They're not doing a press conference again.
Yeah.
Instead, they're doing a Smash Brothers tournament.
But they're also doing what they did.
They said that they were saving their announcements for digital whatever.
They're doing a Nintendo Direct. Basically.
Yeah, like, basically.
Dude, I'm kind of really worried that they don't have dick. They'll just be like, "Here's more Smash Brothers. Like, you all are gonna be happy and buy this shit."
Well, we already know what's coming out. They have Mario Kart this year and Smash Brothers and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah, like I think that's it. Like that's what I'm
like, Yarn yeah. Yoshi, bitches. That's game of the year
yeah,
right there. Yarn
yeah.
Yoshi.
Like they're not going to have any. They, like if we're lucky, you get a Zelda trailer, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get a trailer for Hyrule Warriors, which will also be this fall. Yep.
No, I'm saying we might get something. I think we might get something Zelda related, but it'll be for a game that's not coming out till God knows when, you know, 2 years from that point. That's my call.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, what else are they going to do? They don't have nothing. Like, unless they're going to show off whatever Miyamoto has supposedly been working on, like, a new IP, but.
They're going to be working on a new console.
They might be.
Well, they are.
That's just what they need is another controller to shatter their user base.
Well,
right?
First they need to name it something other than Wii whatever.
They are working on a new handheld as well. I don't know if you guys saw that today.
They don't need a new handheld.
They like patented something where like it's like a handheld where you could like change the buttons around how you like them, which I don't. It's kind of cool, but at the same time, like I kind of like the pattern most buttons have now. Like the diamond shape.
Right.
Diamond shape that you get on every controller and every...
Like why do I need to, like, move that around? Like, you know what I mean? Like, make it a square? Like, is that what it is? I don't know.
You move the diamond to the side.
Slide it. Yeah.
You move three to one side and one to the other. You make a T.
Yeah, like they supposedly patent that for like a handheld system, which is just whatever.
I don't know. You see a lot of patents though, and that doesn't mean anything actually in a conference. So hopefully this is one of them.
Something that will come up something is Mario Kart 8. If you buy that, you get a digital download of like the four games that Nintendo has made for the system.
The four games that you already have.
Yeah, that's the point.
What was it? Mario. Pikmin.
Zelda, Pikmin and Wii U Party, which is the only one I don't know. I'm like, am I gonna use up hard drive space to download Wii U Party? I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
That seems great
for a new user.
Yeah, for those that are coming into the system now.
But it's like you're
just kicking the balls for me.
Like you have all those games. What do I do now?
You bought Wind Waker, even if you'd played it a billion times. Because guess what? It was something to play. You know, on a system.
You know what you do? You sell the code.
These games pertain to me. I've had them forever.
I was thinking of selling the like physical copy of the game.
What did Fozzy just say? I didn't catch any of that.
I don't know.
Fozzy, you want to remember that? Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking this guy chose Wind Waker and like sell. I think he might be smart enough to sell a download code.
Well, the only game I have on there was Super Mario Brothers U, so that list does pertain to me. So screw you guys, I'm going home.
I would say get Pikmin or Zelda, not Wii U Party.
Yeah, definitely do that.
Party. Let's see.
I mean, I don't know what I would choose out of those two. I'd probably choose Pikmin just because, like, Zelda, probably played that one before.
See, I've never played Wind Waker, so as someone that does not particularly like Zelda and hasn't played Wind Waker, but also doesn't know if he'll like Pikmin, what the hell should I choose, yo?
I'd go Zelda. I mean,
Wind Waker's really good.
Yeah, that's a really good Zelda game. And you get it for free. Like, you guys are getting Mario Kart, I assume, right? Like,
yeah.
Mario Kart, yeah.
I mean, that deal for me is though. It's good.
No, I mean, it's nice of them, but it's just...
It's a great deal. It's just like, all right, here are all the games that you could possibly have right now, and they can be free.
Right. It's like, I have all those, except for the, like, dude, I don't want Wii U Party. I really don't.
But this is how I feel about, like, PlayStation Plus and... Xbox Live Gold games. It's always like, oh, here's this free game that you had 2 years ago.
PlayStation Plus is usually decent about it.
Sometimes you get games on PlayStation Plus that you might not have tried.
I didn't play a single game of the ones I got on PlayStation Plus because it was all games that I could have played already and hadn't.
If you have a Vita and a PlayStation 3, it becomes a lot more... what's the word I'm looking for here? Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot more nice.
Yes.
Ooh, that was nice. Oh yes. Do that again.
I don't know. I think that PlayStation Plus is definitely worth it for some people. Like, I just don't take advantage of. Like, I'll download them each month or at least hit the button, but I don't ever actually end up playing any of them.
I've definitely played games that I would have never played before, honestly. And
yeah.
I mean, most of the PlayStation 3 stuff, like, I've already played that stuff, so.
Yeah, every once in a while they pop in with some little random indie game, but I don't know. Half of the PlayStation 3 stuff, I haven't really been too keen on, but the Vita stuff, I definitely take advantage of that stuff every month.
Yeah, and that's what's, for me, what's weird about the Vita stuff is, because I'll do the same thing, although maybe I won't play it all the time. But I haven't bought like one Vita game last year. I haven't bought any Vita games this year. I'm not sure I'm going to. you got me this system, but if you provide me with free games, like, how are you making any money off of it?
Maybe that explains that $1.2 billion loss.
We're giving all our games away for free! Everyone will love us! And we'll be out of business.
I don't touch the Vita, and I have Plus, so I should probably, but.
What have you done?
Touch me in the Vita.
I don't play a lot of handhelds to begin with, and there's something about the Vita, it's not quite, like, 3DS, like, honestly, 3DS XL is, like, awesome to play on.
I think that the 3DS XL just, it feels a little better in my hands.
Yeah.
I haven't used an XL, but the 3DS itself, I'm not too big on it.
Well, dude, come on, the Vita has a great display, but, like, the buttons and the layout and the way it feels in your hand and the sticks are not great. None of that.
Yeah, but I understand what Don's saying, Oaks. The original 3DS,
yeah,
that thing would cramp the fuck out of my hands.
Man. Like, the Vita does cramp my hands after a while. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's
yeah, because, like, the sticks
anything,
are
but,
small and the buttons are
yeah,
small.
But it's leaps and bounds.
Your stick is small.
PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know what? It gets the job done. But it's leaps and bounds better than the PlayStation, or the PSP, I mean. And in my opinion, the Vita is more comfortable than the standard 3DS. Now, I don't know about the XL, but...
XL's nice.
The XL's actually a really nice form factor to it.
That makes me want it even more. Damn it,
but,
guys.
But, the Vita, like, I want to like it, but I have not... That thing is dead. Like, if I went to go turn it on right now, I guarantee you it'd be dead because I haven't touched it in a year.
That's what happens. I bet my 3DS is dead. Like, I haven't touched it since Bravely Default.
I haven't touched mine since Zelda.
Yeah, yours is dead.
But, like, I want to, like, I kind of want to get Mario Golf. Like, I think I would love that, but I'm playing a golf game right now. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, it seems a little weird.
It'll be a little bit much, yeah.
OD on golf. What else we got in news?
News!
Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, Oculus is being accused of stealing ZeniMax IP.
I saw that today.
So John Carmack...
Mundo.
Basically was working on stuff for Oculus while he was still working at ZeniMax. And apparently he was so brazen as to, like, show off the... Oculus while he was working in a booth owned by ZeniMax. So they are now ZeniMax is suing Oculus for financial restitution for all the work that he did for them while he was, you know, their employee.
Huh.
Apparently, he was not balancing those two jobs quite as well as he may have said he was.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know how this turns out. Like, there'll probably be some sort of settlement.
There's gotta be. Like, it's pretty clear that he violated whatever he was certainly working on. Like, there's so much evidence at this point that he was working on their stuff while he was an employee and should have only been doing stuff for ZeniMax, so I don't know.
Like, I don't know why you would do it, like at a ZeniMax booth.
That's just stupid. It's just stupid.
Like, and Carmack is one of the smarter people in the industry. Like,
not now.
Well, I wonder if it's, like, one of those things where he is just, like, a brilliant person, but he has absolutely
has no
common sense.
Let's see. Oh, Disney Infinity 2.0 was announced. I'm actually excited for this. Marvel Super Heroes.
Is that why you're excited for it?
It's also coming to PS4 and Xbox One.
Oh. So it's 2.0... It's gonna be like a whole new game, right?
Yes.
Like,
it's a whole new game,
but
the characters you got for the previous game will still work for this one.
Okay.
And actually, if you have the PS3 board, it will actually work for your PS4. So.
Oh.
Xbox does not have that same transition, but it doesn't matter because I don't own it yet anyway. But they're coming out with a bunch of cool characters. Thor.
Yeah. Thor sucks. But,
Whoa.
Captain America.
Captain
Spider-Man, like, Iron Man, everyone you expect.
Cool characters like Captain America.
Yeah, like Thor. They're coming out with the cool characters like Thor and Captain America.
What's wrong with those characters?
Boring.
They are two of the duller characters in the universe.
Where's Hulk at?
The Hulk's there. The refresh will feature six characters. Hulk, Captain America, Thor, Black Widow, Iron Man, and Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's lame. Black Widow's meh.
Don't mock Hawkeye.
Hawkeye is badass.
Yeah.
No.
He will shoot you between the eyes.
He will shoot me with an arrow.
Yeah, he will.
I've actually been reading comics lately because, you know, I have nothing better to do. And I just read the one where he dies. Sad.
Who? Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, yeah.
Aw, oh, damn.
See ya, Hawkeye.
Spoilers.
Thanks.
Spoilers from decade ago, sorry.
I'm going to read those. Who knows?
The Ultimates?
No, actually, I'm reading the New Avengers. I have the Omnibus. So it's like the last like three issues of the Avengers and then the New Avengers stuff.
Hmm. I don't think I read that one.
I was just gonna ask the question I usually ask. Why does nobody else here play Marvel Puzzle Quest?
I play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
I know Tony does.
I have it on my phone, but I prefer to just play this other cool game called
Quiz
Up.
God.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
Whatever.
Hitman Go. What?
Whatever.
Hitman Go.
Hitman Go.
I don't believe so.
did they say anything about like other Disney characters though, or is this just strictly superhero stuff?
Sounded just strictly
Disney
superhero
characters at all ever. That'd be terrible.
Well, it's like I mean one of the things, and Jeff kind of said this too. One of the things that I kind of disliked about the first one was the fact that there weren't really a lot of classic Disney characters. In fact, there were none up until Sorcerer Mickey came out in February. Like it was all Pixar stuff and the live action stuff, and I was kind of hoping for more classic stuff, like, you know, kind of what made like the Kingdom Hearts stuff cool.
They showed off was superheroes.
Yeah, the Marvel stuff is cool, I'm sure next year there will be Star Wars stuff.
The figures look really cool.
Yeah, they're like specially stylized to kind of fit the game. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll get it. More toys.
Yeah, I think I'll get it too.
I think I'm done with Skylanders, though.
All the parents are in on this.
My kids. This is why you have kids. Come on. This is why you have them. This is the reason.
Mine never, they played it a little bit.
They didn't like Infinity?
I don't know. They're so sucked into the Lego games.
Yeah, my son loved building shit in the toy box world.
Kids have they've rediscovered Little Big Planet 2, which is scary because I have to walk in and monitor what they're playing all the time because you never know what the hell they're gonna stumble across.
Oh yeah, it's user generated content.
Yeah,
they could be playing on a giant penis.
Giant, giant penises.
Funny, you guys should both be thinking about penises at the exact same time.
Hey, user generated content.
I was literally
they're generating their own penises. Thank you.
Yeah, they'll be running across giant penises, man.
Don't let them play anything that Jeff made.
I don't think you even need to say that out loud.
I don't know if I could make a giant penis.
Oh, I'm sure you could make a giant penis, right?
It's a bunch of levels of small penises. Platforming.
Look at these neat little trees back here. Why are they all, peach-toned?
On topic.
Great.
Oh, of games for your kids. You guys should let them try, if they have not, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, I heard that game's
not.
Remember, I used to go on about it. I used to own it. I kind of want it again. Toy box mode is awesome, dude.
Toy box mode is basically what the Infinity stuff is. Like, that's where they got that idea from.
Is it town building?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can build whatever you want, actually. Like, yeah, it's like set missions and stuff. And
it's town building, but then there's also like specific missions that feel like they'd be in the main portion of the game. Like you fight your way through the Haunted Mansion and shit. It's really good. The main game itself, I only played a couple levels of, and it was okay too. So, throwing it out there, Toy Story 3 is probably under $20 at this point. Kids like Toy Story.
They do.
You guys would play it and then confirm what I've said all along, that's a great game.
I don't need to do that. I take you at your word, Jeff.
It's better than the Skylanders garbage, whatever. I played them both, I'm just saying.
I think I'm done with Skylanders, so this year. The new version sounds like shit.
I was into it for a minute. But yeah, what was the new version? I know that they,
Trap Team or something like that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
You need a whole new portal again.
What?
Yeah. So it's
is this
like
the new Skylanders? I'm
yeah,
sorry,
the new Skylanders. Yeah, the new Skylanders. It requires a whole new portal. There's a box on the portal with a microphone, and there's these little cubes you can get. And you can capture the enemies with the cube, so it's basically a Pokeball. And then you put it in the box, and then you can play it.
It puts it in the box.
Yeah,
you
put it in the box. yeah, it sounds awful.
It does sound horrible. Like, my kid bugged me so much for the last one. I kept telling him no, because I didn't play the other one. We spent so much money on all these stupid little figures that they never played with. They played with once or twice in the game, and then they moved back over to the stupid Lego games. And, yeah.
I mean,
I like Lego games, by the way. I'm not calling them stupid just because I'm not like Jeff.
Oh, right, you're just like trying to justify the fact that you spent X amount of dollars on Skylanders toys. And
I did not buy the last one.
I will say this. I was positive on Skylanders at first, but, like, I never got into it. Like, there wasn't much there, and I would honestly rather play a Lego game, so.
You should, because Lego games are good.
Well, and Skylanders is not bad either for what it is.
It's not
it's
what it is, but
Diablo for kids. With
yeah, but
toys.
It didn't have enough there for me. I don't know.
My son likes it, but I think we'll just do Disney Infinity this year.
Yeah!
Xbox One version. Bring our old characters over.
Is there online on Disney Infinity? Can I come play with you?
There is online in Disney Infinity.
Is there really? I didn't know
there
that.
There is. There's 4-player online.
Huh.
My goodness.
I will fucking play it with you, but the thing is, like, I just feel wrong about it.
I just feel wrong about it.
I felt there were a couple times where girls came over and they're like, what is that? And it was the Skylanders thing.
The portal.
Nice.
I had it plugged into my Wii U. And
now,
like, it's on top of the Wii U. It's like right on top of my dresser, like as you walk in the room. And I'm like, what is that? I'm like, it's like a game. Like, is it toys? Like, I was like, ah, man. Just, you never saw those. And I finally fucking unplugged goddamn thing.
The Infinity Portal is less big. Like, it's this flat piece of plastic.
Can I hide it in a drawer?
Yeah. Yes, like, it's flat. Absolutely. Like, you could.
It's very flat.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not like the Skylanders portal, which was like 2.5 inches tall and 6 inches across. It's this massive piece of fucking plastic that lights up and glows different colors and
does magic things.
Yeah.
And there's little toys in that. It's
things.
Like, those are my toys. They're characters in video games, though. It's actually way
those
cooler
are my nephews.
Think. And that's when you lose all the points.
Nope. Yeah, because not only are you playing video games, but you're playing video games with toys.
Yeah.
And possibly with kids.
I'm just going to throw this out there, Jeff, but if she doesn't like video games, probably not the girl for you.
No, I know. I've realized that plenty of times. this girl I was seeing, and she goes, I go, hold on, before you leave, let me show you this boss beat the fuck out of me real quick. It was on Dark Souls. She's like, what's a boss? And I was like, wait.
Oh, whoa. There's the door right there.
What's a boss? Come on.
Here's some money for a cab.
Don't call me.
I mean, if you don't know shit about video games, you'd understand that concept, wouldn't you? I would hope.
Well, yeah, I mean, at this point, at this point, you're like, you're not very intelligent, are you?
I explained to her like this. I was like, it's like this bigger, harder enemy that you'll often face at the end of levels.
What's a level?
I kept going beyond that, and I was like, you played Mario, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, it's like that, she's like, oh, is it like the fucking, like, dinosaur dragon thingy at the end of the level? I'm like, yes.
I'm like, no, this is over. You need to leave. He is not a dinosaur dragon thingy. He's a tortoise.
His name is Bowser, okay?
Do not insult him by calling him a dinosaur dragon thingy.
God, that's terrible. I'm insulted. You're no longer getting in these pants. Goodbye.
I hope you enjoyed what you had before. No more Jeff Candy.
That face said, no, that will not happen.
Did you have any other news, Tony?
The last piece of news I had was actually sad news.
Okay.
No.
Bob Hoskins, star of the Super Mario Brothers movie, has died at the age of 71.
He was in Who Framed Roger Rabbit, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was actually in good movies, too.
Yeah. Bob Hoskins, that was Hoosier, right?
He was.
Oh, no, he wasn't in Untouchables, my bad.
In recent news, I found out who that was.
He was Koopa, though, right?
No, he was Mario.
No, it's Mario. He said it was the worst role he played in his entire career.
Well, that's probably accurate. I will say this. I thought it was kind of funny that like everyone was like super sad about it, but I was like, dude, I haven't seen Bob Hoskins in a movie since...
He retired from acting 2 years ago because he had Parkinson's and...
But, and I knew that. Yeah. And, like, I knew he was ill before this, but I was also like... Like, I liked him as an actor, but it wasn't like, oh my god, it's such a great loss to the world, because, like, he hasn't done anything. Like, I can't think of what he did after that shit in the 90s.
Let's see.
Shit here and there, you know what I mean? Like, he might have been in small roles in fucking movies.
Yeah, because the last film he was in.
I'm not trying to diminish the guy, I'm just saying.
Way to mock the dead, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
I'm saying, God. Like, everyone was like, oh, my God, Bob Hoskins. Like, dude, I saw a lot of people on Facebook and everything. They're like, oh, man, Bob Hoskins died. This sucks. And I'm like, it sucks for his family. But whatever.
Really?
Like, I wasn't missing him. Like, he hasn't been in shit forever.
God.
I'm going to be honest about it. Come on.
I mean, people were treating him like, you know, Philip Seymour Hoffman or something.
When he died, I fucking gave a shit, because I was like, dude, that guy is awesome. Like, every movie he's in is...
This guy was Mario, and he was in Super Roger Rabbit. I could not fucking name anything. I guess he was in Hook.
He was in Hook. He played Mr. Smee.
Hook was a tiny role. Mario, I guess, was a main role, but, I mean, again, like, not fucking, like, this isn't the most memorable goddamn movie.
See,
Fats
got my back. Saying something controversial here.
I knew this guy, like, if I saw his face, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's that guy in those movies. But, like, by no means was he a household name, at least in my opinion.
I knew him, but I just, what has he done?
My goodness.
Wow, you guys are harsh.
God, man.
Dude died.
Give him the alcohol and the toothpick.
That fucking died in the 90s anyways. Like, I cannot tell you. He's been in the past 10 years, and that's fucking real talk.
Thank you.
Real talk.
Chill with it.
Real talk.
No, I mean, dude, I'm not saying I liked him as an actor. I'm just...
Yeah, I'm saying, actually,
the guy was dead to me already.
Yeah,
died long ago. You know, when he appeared on Frasier in 2003, that was the end of it for me.
I mean, seriously. I mean, like, you know, name something that people can remember him in the past 10 years. I mean, man, I'm sorry. Just like
he played Odin in Son of the Mask.
I mean, just people like on fucked out. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it was in a couple of, I think it's more so it was in our childhood movies, which is why people remember him.
Yeah.
Understandable. But again, there's a lot of people that are in our childhood memories that I really don't give a shit about anymore, and I'm sorry that fucking been true.
You gotta die at some point.
That is no, true. Like, you do have to die at some point.
I'm happy about you disagreeing with me because, like, yeah, whatever, dude. Yeah, sad. He died, but like, when I heard the news, I wasn't like.
It's not like the fucking shocker. Like, this dude was like, he was a pretty good age.
Like when I
71. Heard,
yeah, 71 is not surprising. State.
It's not like Paul Walker dying, okay?
Yeah, and yeah. He was in bad health to begin with, Bob Hoskins. Like, I knew that, but. Like, when Philip Seymour Hoffman died, like you said, like, dude, that was when I was like, what the fuck? No
yeah.
way, you know?
He was, like, 30s, 40s. He was, like, in a ton of movies recently, and also,
it's
like,
awesome, yeah.
And, like, those, like, hit home because they're still relevant, but I don't know. It's weird. Like, again, like, I'm not, like, rooting for the guy to die, but, I mean, it's
that's good to know.
Freaking out over nothing, like, anticipating like the future that you were really excited for, like Heath Ledger really kind of sucked because that movie could have been getting a lot better. But
in, well, his best performance came out after he died. Like
you anticipate a hook back and reprise his role, and it was going to be, or were you, you know, anticipating a Super Mario Brothers 2? Like, come on, like, and he died. That sucks, but like,
it's not happening.
Like, people just like, oh my god, I saw all these things, like pictures, like, Rest in Peace Bob and Goodbye Bob with Bugs Bunny or whoever the fuck that rabbit was. Like,
oh, don't be Bugs, like, Roger Rabbit, yes. Roger
Rabbit, okay, fair enough. But, like, really, was he that much of an icon? Like, it kind of like, yeah, I mean, sucks, he died, but I guess I just didn't see him in the same light as a lot of our people did, so. You know, everyone mourns differently. It was just kind of weird for me to see that.
Well.
I think that's the last time we include the recently deceased in a new segment.
Controversy hour over.
Yeah, do we have any questions? You know,
we do have questions. I saw questions.
Yeah, we have some.
Hit us, Jeff.
Earl asks, what is your favorite shit-related scene in a movie?
Wait, what?
What is your favorite shit-related scene in a movie? Like,
oh,
there's
easy.
Shit in the scene.
Okay. Do I have to have a favorite?
I couldn't think right away.
I got it instantly. Like,
all right. What you got?
The Billy Madison. And I quote this movie, like, probably once a day, where he's like, he called the shit poop! You know, where they're sticking poop on the old dude's doorstep?
Yeah.
And the burning bag.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's shit again!
Okay. I like it.
Don't step on it with your foot!
I like it a lot, but
yeah.
The only funny part on Dumb and Dumber, this fucking sequel, that abomination... Fucking Bob Saget going into the bathroom and there's shit everywhere. And then he's just talking about it. Literally, you just see all this fucking brown shit just all over their bathroom, just covered. And then Bob Saget says, shit everywhere. All right, shut up. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Is this Dumb and Dumber-er or whatever?
Yeah, the sequel.
Okay, I've seen it once.
You haven't.
No, you don't need to see it.
There's a real one coming out.
Yes, what? Real sequel. There's an with Jim Carrey and
The real actors. Yeah. Same group.
What?
Yeah, you know that?
How did I miss that?
It's called Dumb and Dumber 2, but it's spelled like what? T-O-O?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're disregarding like the second one even, I think, right? Like I would imagine. I don't know what the second one was. I just know it existed.
It was like a prequel.
It was terrible.
So it was them though? Like
I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't near as good as the original.
Obvious. Nothing could
be. Right. No. Absolutely not.
I think my favorite shit related scene is the shit monster in Dogma.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Shit monster in Conker beats that.
No, it doesn't. Knock strong odors out.
I can't think of like a shit related scene that I really, really love.
Yeah, because they're mostly kind of gross.
Right, you're mostly like, oh, I don't want to see that again. Thank you. Moving on.
What did you guys name?
I named nothing.
Mine was the shit monster in Dogma.
I liked the one from Billy Madison where they're sticking dog poo in a burning bag on the guy's doorstep.
I kind of like the one, I think it's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where he wakes up and there's like shit in the fucking sink or something.
That sounds like fun.
I don't know if you guys remember the movie. Correct me, but I think that's what it was. Like shit in the sink with fucking the big John Candy's underwear in there and shit.
Nice.
There was another one I was thinking of though before, but I forgot. So if I remember, we'll come back. Brian asks, how is progress on Dark Souls 2, or do you just play baby games now? I believe this is directed at me, but I also believe Fozzie plays Dark Souls 2, so...
That's directed at you.
I don't direct it. I got 30 hours in. I was probably more than a quarter of the way through the game. Probably a third of the way through the game. And I haven't played it since, just because other things have grabbed my attention. So, and yes, baby games. They are baby games, like Titanfall.
What? No, I thought you were going to say Wii U games.
Those are great baby games as well.
Okay.
I think you mean Oh Baby Game when you're talking about Titanfall. Just saying.
Yeah.
Oh Baby.
Oh.
That's all. Right. I don't know. I don't see any other questions.
Fozzie, you got any?
Yes.
Oh.
He's not going to tell us what they are, though.
Yes, I've got them.
Yes, and I'm keeping them.
I got
God damn it.
All right, this one's from Prototype 0115. Who are you rooting for in the NHL playoffs?
Blackhawks, baby.
Is NHL a misspelling if NBA?
No.
Play Kings, I guess.
Yeah, I like the Kings.
Yeah.
Blackhawks, though, dude.
Yeah, Blackhawks are alright.
Alright?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Flyers fan. They're not in it anymore. I just kind of want Boston to lose, so whoever beats Boston...
Hey, wait a minute.
I don't like the Bruins.
Does anyone like any Boston teams ever?
Yes.
I
like the Red Sox.
I don't dislike the Red Sox or the Patriots. Like, I don't hate them. I can't stand the Bruins.
Hey. Flair heavy.
Boston, I talk like this and I got fucking beers over here.
That is the worst Boston accent I've ever heard in my entire
life. Oh, that's just Boston to a T. He is a Boston. Fuck.
What? That was great.
All right, well, I'm up for rooting for the NBA playoff.
What?
NBA.
Nope.
NBA.
That's a thing.
Nope. Just nope.
Yeah, what is that?
Alright. I'd like to root for some good basketball. I don't like the fact that the Pacers and the Hawks just went to 7 games, because that series is terrible.
Problems?
Are the, is Oklahoma City Thunder still in it, or did they?
They're going toe-to-toe. They beat Memphis tonight, so they're going to game 7.
Just, because I'm from Oklahoma, I'll go with those guys.
There you go. I don't even know who's playing.
A fucking resident basketball fan. Alright, why did you buy, this is from Bolo. Why did you buy a PS4 over an Xbox One or vice versa?
Kind of talked about that a little bit.
I already explained mine.
Titanfall.
Oh, I guess like...
Titanfall plus friends.
Off of last gen, you know, I mean... Again, it's kind of more that notion of, you know, I will stay with the console until they fucking betray me, like every other fucking console has every generation. So, for the time being, Xbox still has a lead on them, but, I mean, PS4 can definitely make some leeway, some headway, I mean.
This is why you chose Xbox One?
Well, yeah, I mean, just off of the 360, it was by far, like, the best console, in my opinion, of last gen, so, I mean...
I think that's arguable, but okay.
Okay, I'm not saying that I'm the fucking authority.
In his opinion.
In his opinion, yes, that was his argument.
I thought the same thing as well, but sure, yeah, alright.
Then who the fuck are you? Oh, goddammit, alright.
Shut up, Henry.
So, I mean, in my opinion, it's like, well, they're going to be in my business until they prove me wrong. I mean, the year before, the generation before that, I felt it was the PS2. The generation before that, I thought it was N64. So, I mean, like, every generation, it feels like I've been, like, you know, kind of flip-flopping. So, but for the time being, the Xbox One is the reason I got it, is because the 360 was so good.
I went Xbox One just because, basically, yeah, games. Like, just initial games, you know?
Right.
There wasn't anything for PS4, really, like...
There's nothing for either one of them.
There's nothing for either, yeah, honestly. Honestly, Titanfall's pretty awesome.
Titanfall's great.
Yeah, but, like...
And it's an exclusive.
That's about it, yeah.
But...
Ish.
As far as, like, the library of games, like...
The library of games is rough for both.
It's, yeah, early adopters.
And it's one of the reasons, though, why I went with the Xbox One, because it emphasized the non-gaming stuff first.
I just went with it because there was, like, a game or two that I actually wanted on it. You know what I mean? And then other than that, I will get the PS4.
That's the other thing. I think we're all getting the other one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's...
I kind of wish I had waited.
I think we're all mature adults and, you know.
Except Chris, who just, you know, buys all the consoles. Yeah,
I am not a mature adult. I am an impatient 5-year-old.
I think we're all mature adults in the fact that we're not just going to be like, oh, I'm only going to have an Xbox One.
No, I think for us.
Fuck the PlayStation 4.
Well, yeah, fuck the PlayStation 4. But I think all of us want to play the best games, and to be able to do that, you need
you have
systems.
To have both. Yeah,
you have to have the best console,
which is both.
Yeah,
right.
Because I mean, like for us, I'm not entirely sure about Don, but like we like to play Halo. Like you need
I was
an
just
Xbox
say,
for that. Like
Halo's
I
like
wanted
a
to play the last it's couple matter. Halos. I'm not gonna lie.
Like
so
I mean,
they're good, dude.
I like Uncharted, even though that. Is really scaring me right now. And yeah, 3 wasn't very good. But, like, I still hope that game is good.
Yeah. One more chance, Naughty Dog. One more chance.
Like, I mean, Sony does quirky things that I kind of like.
Yeah. They do.
There's
reasons. Good. Somebody has to.
Yeah.
Oh! Ah!
Oh,
yes.
Alright.
Tricky. Wow. Tricky 34-foot putt.
You got it in? You got
that's
got to
be a euphemism. That's got to be.
Nice. Got it.
He got it in the hole. All right.
I think it was for Eagle, too.
Yeah, we heard.
I got my eagle on.
So, is that it for questions?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
We're done.
We will be back next week. I don't have any idea what's coming out, so...
I don't either.
Yeah.
I've got usually some strategy games.
Usually I look like middle of the week to see what I got going on next week, but no, I haven't looked yet. I've been
next
so wrapped
week.
Up with this stupid Xbox.
Next week I'll come out.
Jeff is going to not be gay next week. Or he will be gay next week.
Either or.
One or the other.
Either or.
Or. You never know what, Jeff.
I'll come out as one or the other.
That's right.
It's for you to find out.
Or both.
The stinger. Yeah. So, Jeff, say goodnight.
Bonsoir.